Smith, a song that I've been playing on the radio since we spun albums back in the 80s, and I remember that from Tennessee Ernie Ford. Jason Kanz, that's how old I am.
It is years older than me. Years older than me.
I mean, I feel, with all due respect to Tennessee Ernie Ford, I just feel old saying that.
Sure, that's fair.
Yeah.
That's fair. Hey, I think even just the idea of spinning records.
I know, I know. Well, we had to, truly, disc jockeys, we had to work a little harder than just pulling up the song digitally like it's been for a while now. So
sure.
Get that album queued, the two turntables, and yeah. All right, well, so six above this morning, that was a positive greeting because they had predicted five below. They're even predicting like four below tonight, but wow, nice to be above zero.
It's getting better, I think. Next week's looking fantastic.
Yeah.
And I was talking to my mom last night, and she was saying 40s early next week, so I'll take that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Speaking about moms, my mom actually has a birthday tomorrow. And so I was thinking about, like, between my mom and grandma, their love has, I'm like, who loves you the most? And
sure.
Your mom, I mean, she's been like a champion for you, right?
Absolutely. My grandma was as well. Yeah. Growing up, my grandma lived a block away. And, you know, being raised by a single mom, my grandma was always there and in the picture. And so, and that's a good question, which one loved you the most?
Yeah.
And so, yeah.
But, I mean, it got me thinking in terms of embracing the love of God, right, which we're called to do. We love because he first loved us, 1 John 4:19. And so, embracing that love, and I know we look at the cross, but God's, you know, immortal, invisible, and so it helps. I mean, I was thinking yesterday, like, if mom loves you that much and she's such an encourager, you know, just why don't I more often imagine, just start with, like, God loves you that much and even more.
Yeah, that's right. And I think how we come to our ideas of love a lot of times is, you know, how do the people who love us best, what does that look like? And
yeah.
I think that can give us a glimpse of what God's love looks like as well.
I've been thinking that actually is how, when I think about, my mom's just such an encourager. And I try to, you know, like, that is how I keep it in mind, like trying to relate to my adult kids.
Yeah.
Probably particularly with Dawson, for whatever reason, I just think she's encouraged me. All right, just be an encourager, you know?
Right, yeah, absolutely. You know, I've had that, I hope, with my kids. I didn't always. You know, I think there was a time when I was much more critical of my children. And I think I've tried to be an encourager, to love them right where they are. And, you know, I just think of how much I love my granddaughter as well. And, boy, that, I think, again, it gives us a glimpse.
Right. Yeah, exactly. And so even in this crazy world in which we live, I don't know, I was contemplating even a verse, and I know we're not talking at all about what I told you we'd talk about, but it just took off in a different direction.
Yeah.
But I think Ecclesiastes, you know, two different things. Ecclesiastes says the day of death is better than the day of birth. And then, of course, the Apostle Paul says to live as Christ, to die as gain. And there's some other verses in, like, what, either 1 Corinthians and 2 Corinthians I hold on to in terms of posthumously. And so I guess that's what hope is, right?
Right, yeah. You know, and I think it's living with the idea that all things are going to be reconciled, you know, with us, even and out and beyond that. It's not just our own lives, but everything is going to be reconciled. And remembering that, I think, fills us with hope.
Because I'm telling you, friend, I mean, this world is fallen with a capital F.
That is a good way to put it, yeah. That is a true F word right there, is fallen, yep. So
I may post that on social media today, but I mean, just the fact is that, I mean, you got grandparents being scammed, sexual abuse, human trafficking, political corruption at the highest levels. I mean, it is a fallen world.
It is definitely that. And, you know, it can definitely fill us with grief, and I think grief is appropriate. But I think we do not grieve without hope.
We're going to close out with Romans 12:4-5. We read the verses yesterday, so let's just chew a little bit on what you got to say in your devotional commentary, Letters to the Beloved. Again, we read the verses. You say, consider the human body, though it is one unit, it has many different organs and functions, each contributing uniquely to the greater whole. So it is with my church, which includes multitudes who possess distinct gifts, personalities, and abilities, all of which are important. I have called some to speak prophetically, some to exceptional service, some to teaching my word, some to speaking convincing, convicting words, some to generosity, to leadership, to exuberant mercy. Whatever your gift, offer it back to me by loving well. Final thought.
Yeah, you know, I think if we spend time around people, we know that they each show up differently, right? You know, there's you're definitely an encourager. I think that's one of your giftings. I don't know what mine is, but I think we all can show up in ways that can use it to honor God and honor one another.
Well, you two are an encourager, and you offer a lot of insight and knowledge and perspective and wisdom. Thank you, friend.
Thank you.
Appreciate it here on WWIB.
Hi there. This is Jody Walzkoff from Oliva. And if it doesn't warm up soon, I am going to scream.
Warning, cabin fever detected.
I think she held that for like 13 seconds. I think of them as cabin fever scream jumps. I mean, it just reminds me like of a ski. I don't know what it is. It just reminds me of a ski jump, like just extending. And Eau Claire is kind of a ski jump city, obviously. And so, Jody, way to go. That was awesome. As Caleb says, let it rip. And she did. And so here's the deal. Jody's still eligible for that fantastic grand prize, which I'll recap for you. But because we just played her cabin fever scream on the air, she just won herself a delicious cheesecake cupcake from Joseph's Cheesecake and a tasty treat basket from the Creation Kitchen at Avenue Orchard just south of Eau Claire on Highway 53. What could be better?
The freshman Drew Broebold against the junior Cam Mosler. Mosler's going to pick it up and neutralize, and here he comes. He weaves off to his right, stops in front of Broebold, hit it off the pipe! The save. He got some help from his friend. The post on the glove side.
Excitement last night on our sister station WOGO Radio and the all-new WOGO Sports Live video stream on YouTube. Greg Stewart on the call. Chi-Hi Hockey defeats Eau Claire North in a regional semifinal 3-2. That action happening with 11 seconds left in the third. A goal from Eau Claire North would have tied the game and presumably sent it into overtime. Tonight as well on our sister station WOGO and that same WOGO Sports Live video stream on YouTube, girls playoff hockey. It'll be Chippewa Falls Menominee, the Sabres, hosting Black River Falls. Also, Wisconsin basketball hopes to extend its winning streak this weekend, tipping off against Oregon Saturday morning in Madison. The Bucks are back on the hardwood, returning from the All-Star break tonight against the Clippers from Fiserv Forum. And Wisconsin football has extended head coach Luke Fickell. And that's your sports.
I love Greg Stewart on hockey. And that was such a dramatic call there.
It was an incredible, incredible ending to the game. And Chi-Hi and North have played three times this season, each time decided by one goal. Huh. Incredible, incredible rivalry. Well, finding the right dog, is it as simple as just a breed that you like, or is it more than that? And it seems like personalities could be important.
Yeah, in fact, social psychologists at the University of Texas Austin conducted research which proved dog owners are right when they insist their pets have personalities.
And they said further that pet adoption agencies should make sure that pups and their owners get along, that their personalities should jive.
Mm-hmm. Owners were asked to assess their pets on five criteria normally used by psychologists to judge human personality.
The dogs were then rated by people who had not previously met them, and researchers found that the results correlated.
Huh. Well, our dogs certainly have personalities. There's no question about it in the Halverson house. How about your dog?
Well, here's the thing. I've thought for a while, and it might just be me saying, why do you have to bark all the time? But thought that he's, you know, getting a little grumpy at times, not with the children, but just sort of like, I want to be let in. I want to be let out, you know, that sort of a thing.
Sure.
And Lindsay mentioned that he's going to be turning 9 this year. I'm like, oh, okay. Well, you know, you add in dog years, he's in his early 60s. So, you know what? Arlo is getting to be kind of a grumpy old man. So that sort of, that jives. That tracks.
There we go. That's the Whip Wake Up Show on WWIB. Hey, we're looking for people to nominate their dogs for Whipminster.
Yeah, WWIB.com. And I know sometimes people might say, oh, can I just text it in or send it by Facebook or whatever. We do ask you to please use the website form that gets everything in the right place. So WWIB.com, click on the Whipminster link there under contest, and that's where you can enter. The deadline is this week to enter because voting starts on Monday. So again, Send a picture of your dog. Tell us a little bit about them and do that at WWIB.com for a chance to win some great prizes.
Boy, a lot going on here at WWIB. We had a cabin fever scream earlier today. Jody and Oliva, one of the longest. It ran about 13 seconds, Caleb.
Well done. Good lung power, Jody.
Fantastic.
Can you play a real smooth song for my dog?
Well, Caleb, you and Sam were out and about with the Kindness Jar team yesterday.
Yes, so it's something we really enjoy doing is being able to get out and about and share love and kindness thanks to our sponsors and thanks to your generosity in filling up the Kindness Jar. By the way, thank you so much, Julie from Eau Claire, for a generous gift of $100 for the Kindness Jar. The more we have
thank
in that
you,
jar, just the more we get to go out and do. So thank you for blessing us in that way so that we can go out and bless others and share God's love and kindness. And so again, February, a lot of times, big snowfall month. And so the goal this month was to go to highway departments all throughout the listening area and just show them kindness, bring them some treats, let them know that they're appreciated. And so we did Chippewa County, we did Eau Claire County, but obviously the WIB listening area is much broader than that. So yesterday we went to Dunn County and to Barron County to those highway departments again to drop off some treats. We stopped at a local bakery in the county each time to support them, support the local economy. And what was really neat is we ended up getting a voicemail left on our WIB listener line later on yesterday evening from one of the places where we stopped.
Yeah, Mike Haves calling here from the Barron County Highway Department. A couple gentlemen stopped by today to drop off some treats for our staff, thanking us for the work we do on the highways. And I was, I guess, grateful enough or lucky enough to be right by the door when the gentleman showed up, and I can't tell you how much we appreciate that. You know, the job we do is fairly thankless, and oftentimes feels like the fire and the brimstone is raining down on us by the public. It's hard to keep people happy, and to know that our services are appreciated is real helpful. These folks that we have here doing the job, they spend countless hours. If it snows on Christmas, they're missing Christmas dinner. They're missing their kids' opening presents. And it's all winter season. It can come at any time, and we got to be there. So thank you again for giving us the goodies. We greatly appreciate it.
What an awesome message from Mike there.
Yes, thank you so much for that. And again, we don't do this to be thanked. We don't do this to be appreciated. But what we love hearing and seeing and feedback, and a lot of times you'll see this on our YouTube page and Facebook, you know, it's why do we kind of document things and have videos? It's not only to thank our sponsors and you for giving, but also to hopefully spur on some love and good deeds as well. We're trying to spur one another on toward love and good works, as Scripture says. And so the Kindness Jar, we appreciate so much when you're able to give toward that. But even if this is just an idea where it's like, you know what? What's something kind I could do for someone else? And maybe it's something as simple as just smiling at a stranger when you're in the store or at a stoplight or whatever it might be. But could you spread some kindness today? We truly believe that this is echoing God's kindness toward us. And we can never outgive him. We can never be kinder to others than he has been to us, because God's ultimate gift, ultimate act of kindness is sending his perfect son to be that sacrifice for us. And so It's kind of the heartbeat behind the Kindness Jar.
Thanks again. Thanks again for the, you said Julie with the
Julie. Yes. Yeah. Thank you so much. Cause it kind of been a little bit since we'd had anyone, taking part in giving to the Kindness Jar. So thank you so much, Julie.
I can feel the encouragement that is to you and your efforts. And Mike obviously expressing that gratefulness there.
Count potential 2-on-1. Here is Dane Krista. Lays a pass down and Fournette found it. And Matt Fournette has made it 3-2 on the in front of the goaltender, Deuce.
Greg Stewart on the call on our sister station, WOGO Radio, and the WOGO Sports Live video stream on YouTube last night. A one-goal game in WIA Division I playoff hockey as Chippewa Falls defeated Eau Claire North 3-2. Chi-High will move on to face Stevens Point this evening. Also tonight on that same radio station, WOGO 103.1 FM AM 680 and WOGO.com, and also live streaming video of the action on the WOGO Sports YouTube channel. Girls playoff hockey in a regional final. It'll be the Chippewa Falls Menominee Sabres against Black River Falls. Wisconsin Badgers men's basketball hopes to extend their winning streak this weekend. They'll tip off against Oregon Saturday morning from Madison. The Bucks finally back on the hardwood as well. The team returns from the All-Star break tonight against the Clippers from Fiserv Forum. And also maybe a bit of a surprising move on the football staff for Wisconsin Badgers football. The team announced yesterday that head coach Luke Fickell has been extended through the 2032 season. And that's your sports.
That is surprising. Wow.
Given the lack of success.
Yeah. And Barry Alvarez's recent comments.
Yeah, I don't know.
That is surprising.
Part of me wants to say, I wish all mediocrity could be financially rewarded, but I'm not going to say that.
Okay. Do I be the WIB Wake Up Show for a Thursday morning, February 20th, enjoying the warming, 11 degrees right now, weather bottom of the hour.
So gift cards, Havel. A lot of people give them, a lot of people receive them, especially around Christmas time. There probably were even more than ever before given out.
Yeah, but I got to tell you, my wife this Christmas, she's like, I don't know about gift cards. Because right now, $27 billion in unredeemed gift cards are just sitting in people's wallets, purses, and junk drawers.
A survey found that the average adult has $244 in unused gift cards and store credits.
That's way bigger than I would have imagined.
That is a lot. And I can, you know, so I'm thinking in my wallet, do I have some gift cards right now? Maybe one or two. You know what? I actually do have something from Culver's that I need to use. But when we were talking about this off the air, I realized that I have some gift cards actually that weren't given to me that I intended to give as gifts. And I bought them because they were a good deal. And then I put them in a cupboard and forgot about them. And it just made me remember, hey, I still have those either to use up or give away.
You know, what can really add up is, I think, when you have, like, restaurant gift cards, you know, because maybe if you did what you did right there, good intentions, right? And then you didn't give them as gifts. Right?
Yeah. And it's, oh, it ended up buying something else. And that's part of my problem. If I bought them months and months before, then out of sight, out of mind, forget about them because I set them aside not to use for myself, but to give away. And then, oh, there you go. So maybe, hopefully this will be a memory jogger.
And it's a great deal for the business because you already paid the money. So
yeah, well, it works well for them.
But here, maybe we need talking gift cards that are like, spend me.
Like it beeps. It's like a smoke detector when the batteries run out. It beeps until you spend it.
I know, exactly. Something like that.
So we have a survey in front of us, Halvo, of foods that people don't like.
Yeah.
And I'm curious how many of these we will say, yep, with them, don't like them, or if we will differ from these opinions. Again, this is in no particular order, but just some of the most commonly disliked foods.
Yeah. And right at the top of the list, and again, it's not in any particular order, but right at the top of the list is anchovies. You know, I've just not really ever, I never really make a point to have anchovies on pizza.
Well, and here's the thing. I say, I don't like anchovies. I don't know that I've ever tried them.
Right.
I just have truly no desire to.
Yeah.
I don't want my food staring at me while I eat it.
How about this next one?
Liver. Mm-hmm. Heard of liver and onions, very popular with some folks. That is another food that I have not tried.
It's also the butt of jokes. I mean, people really just kind of use it as something that they're somewhat critical of. Cilantro.
I will depart from the crowd on this one. I think cilantro is great. It's a wonderful addition to a lot of dishes. So, I like cilantro. Smells good, too.
I think minimally enjoyed. Mushrooms, I'm a big fan of.
Yeah, see, I'm not a big mushroom guy, but I know you are. My parents are. Yeah. But you're a mushroom in Swiss, right? Like, that's where it's at for you.
Yeah, and then all sorts of different ways you can use them, right? In pasta and other things.
Well, cream of mushroom soup, things like that. And again, mushrooms can add some excellent flavor as well. But, on their own, not so much for me. Brussels sprouts, probably not my favorite. Have eaten them before. Probably would, if pressed to be polite, but probably wouldn't choose to.
Here's the thing. As a kid, it was like, you will not get up from the dinner table until you eat these three Brussels sprouts. And that was just like, that was not a good situation.
This is, again, a survey of the most disliked foods in no particular order.
And my daughter, Grace, though, took it as a challenge. And so we've tried to kind of roast them and found that they can be enjoyed. Okay.
There you go.
There's kind of a different way. Maybe we had them as a kid. White chocolate. This surprised me.
Yeah, I think white chocolate's good. Delicious. Those cookies
with it.
Yeah, white chocolate macadamia nuts. But apparently a lot of people don't like white chocolate.
From white chocolate to
beets.
Beets. Wow. Okay.
I'm not going to pick on beets, but probably not something that I would jump at the chance to eat.
What I've read, though, and seen, and I've had, you know, some high blood pressure concerns at times, but it's like they've got this product out there that you can kind of take. It's kind of like beets in a bag or something.
Oh.
It can kind of whatever, a beet supplement, I guess, that helps with your high blood pressure. Eggplant.
Sure.
There's a great restaurant in my hometown of Wauwatosa, Ballesteros, and they serve the, that's a great appetizer, their eggplant. So.
And eggplant parmesan, mm-hmm. right? That's
right.
Eggplant parmesan. But again, I probably wouldn't choose it. Also would not choose black licorice. Again, this survey of most disliked foods in no particular order. Red licorice is good. Black licorice, mm-hmm. yeah, not so much for me.
My mother-in-law, Jean, is a fan. Olives. That's not at the top of my list. I'm not a
fan. I'd skip that one as well.
Although black olives on pizza, I'm okay with. Oysters, okay. What about that?
No, thank you. and then the next one on this list, we've got a couple more here. Mayonnaise. And I will differ from the list here. Like,
oh, yeah, I
don't
it.
Glob mayonnaise on. Yeah. But I think it really adds the tangy zip of Miracle Whip, which I know isn't real mayonnaise. But that and like the Hellman's brand or whatever, it adds so much to a sandwich. I like mayo a lot.
I think I throw people off sometimes where it's like you're going to have a burger. And I'm like, mayo would be good.
Yes, on the bun, absolutely. Uh-huh. It adds a ton.
We both agree. And blue cheese. People don't like it. I think it's good.
You know, blue cheese dressing.
Absolutely.
Good with hot wings and lots of other things, too. So, yeah, there's a few on this list where I'll say, no, I'll enjoy that.
There we go. All right, but you can keep your black licorice, I think.
Yes.